Tell me, however, truly, and let me know full well, who are you? Of what people? Where is your town and kindred? Where is the swift ship moored, which brought you hither, you and your gallant comrades? Or did you come a passenger on some strange ship from which they landed you and sailed away? Then wise Odysseus answered him and said, Well, I will very plainly tell you all. I come from Alybas, where I have a noble house, and am the son of Lord Aphidas, the son of Polypemon. My own name is Eperitus. God drove me from Sicania and brought me here against my will. Here my ship lies, just off the fields outside the town. As for Odysseus, 5 years ago he went away and left my land. Ill-fated man. And yet the birds were favorable at starting and came on his right hand. So I rejoiced and sent him forth, and he, rejoicing, went his way. Our hearts then hoped to meet again in friendship and to give each other glorious gifts. So he spoke, and on Laertes fell a dark cloud of grief. He caught in his hands the powdery dust and strewed it on his hoary head with many groans. Odysseus' heart was stirred. Up through his nostrils shot a tingling pang as he beheld his father. Forward he sprang and clasped and kissed him, saying, Lo, father, I am he for whom you seek. Now in the 20th year come to my native land. Then cease this grief and tearful sighing, for let me tell you, and the need of haste is great, I slew the suitors in our halls, and so avenged their galling insolence and wicked deeds. Then, in his turn, Laertes answered, If you are indeed my son, Odysseus now returned, tell me some trusty sign, that so I may believe. But wise Odysseus answered him and said, Examine first the scar, which a boar inflicted with his gleaming tusk upon Parnassus, whither I had gone. You and my honored mother sent me thither to see Autolycus, my mother's father, and to obtain the gifts which he, when here, agreed to give. Then come and let me tell the trees in the well-ordered vineyard which you once gave when I, being still a child, begged you for this and that as I followed you round the garden. Among these trees we passed. You named them and described them. You gave me 13 pear trees, 10 apples, 40 figs, and here you marked off 50 rows of vines to give each one in bearing order. Along the rows, clusters of all sorts hang, whenever the seasons sent by Zeus give them their fullness. As he spoke thus, Laertes' knees grew feeble, and his very soul, when he recognized the tokens which Odysseus truly told. Round his dear son he threw his arms, and long-tried royal Odysseus drew him fainting toward him. But when he gained his breath, and in his breast the spirit rallied, finding his words once more, Laertes said, O father Zeus, surely you gods still live on high Olympus, if the suitors have indeed paid for their wanton sin. And yet I have great fear at heart, that all the men of Ithaca may soon attack us here, and may send tidings through the Cephallenian cities. But wise Odysseus answered him and said, Be of good courage. Let not these things vex your mind. But let us hasten to the house which stands beside the orchard. Thither I sent Telemachus, the neatherd, and the swineherd, that there they straightway might prepare our meal.